That's what you mean.
How old were you when you had your first fruit from Florida or South Texas? How difficult was it to get?
It was very difficult to get. You just didn't get any unless, you had to go to town and maybe, just maybe, you would get an orange. Maybe not, they might not have any.
Because it was a real treat.
It was a treat. There was two things. It was a treat. It was oranges, and you usually got them if you got any at Christmas time. And if you got, that was something that you, was a treat at Christmas time, was an orange. And another thing on the 4th of July was some ice cream. See, we had no way of making it.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And if somebody could be lucky enough to go to town, get the ice, keep it from melting long enough, and freeze some ice cream, we really had a treat on the 4th of July.
Did you use a churner to make
the
ice cream?
They used, really, we didn't have any ice cream freezers in. They were unheard of. They would use a big wooden bucket, and then they would set the bucket that they put the ingredients in down in this, and they packed the ice and salt around it, and they'd sit there and turn it like this. Sometimes that lasted about all night before the 4th. No, they do not grow here.
And if you should, as a child, did you ever have any maple syrup?
Only if you bought it. It had to be bought. We had very little.
And if it were really authentic, the storekeeper might say, "Now this is what maple syrup, genuine."
Pure. I think they would use the word pure here. Pure maple syrup.
I was wondering if you said genuine or genuine.
I've heard the word, but I don't believe, not in that respect.
I see. And if you bought in town, if you bought in the store, excuse me again, I'm getting this, that didn't come packaged, how was that described?
Bulk. Yes, in the bulk.
Things came in bulk.
Well, coffee would come in bulk.
It would.
Yes, we bought coffee in bulk. And let's see, beans or peas, if you bought them, you didn't usually buy them, but they would be something, the corn that would, you know, would be in the bulk. Flour usually come in bags, and so did meal if you bought it. We didn't buy it, but if you had to buy it, it would come in the bag. Soda. Now, years and years and years ago, soda was in the bulk. They bought soda in the bulk. Uh-huh. But they had pickles in the barrels, you know, that you could buy any amount, one or a dozen, how many pickles you wanted. But
did you make anything out of, you mentioned medicine, we really didn't live up to that. I didn't ask you enough questions.
Yes.
Did you use any different plants for medicine? Did you use stalk or leaves or roots?
Well, the mullein plant was one that was used quite often for poultices and for making liniment, as I said yesterday. It was one that I remember that was used. And there was another one that they called catnip that they give to the baby. They made a tea and give to the babies.
Did you ever use anything for tea for adults?
Sassafras.
Sassafras. where does the sassafras come from? I love it, but I don't know where it comes from.
Well, it grows, and it's a